News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. India has decided that developed nations that have already enjoyed the fruits of low-cost energy must aim to achieve net zero much faster in order to help the developing countries pursue their development goals, said Union Minister Piyush Goyal ahead of the 2021 United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP26, to be held in Glasgow, Scotland, on Monday. Net zero emissions means a situation where the amount of greenhouse gases produced is the same as the amount that is removed from the atmosphere by employing strategies like the planting of trees and deploying advanced technologies to capture carbon dioxide. Developing countries, which have already enjoyed the fruits of low-cost energy for several years, will have to go for net zero much faster so that they can release policy space and some carbon space for the developing countries to pursue their development agenda, said Goyal at a press conference on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rome. We still have to work on technological solutions. There are no available adequate technologies to be able to absorb large amounts of clean energy into the grids and maintain grid stability. Therefore, we will have to look at more technology and innovation playing an important role before we can identify a year to achieve net zero, he added. India's Sherpa at the G20 further said the leaders really got into the text language that confirms that the developed world has acknowledged that they have not done enough in terms of meeting their commitments. Developed nations will have to be more forthcoming in providing finance and providing technology and be the enablers to make the transition to a clean energy world in the future, he added. The Glasgow meet has been described as the last best chance to get runaway climate change under control, after reports showed that the world is nowhere close to keeping global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees by the end of the century. Before Goyal's presser, president of the COP26 climate summit, Alok Sharma, called on countries to work together to avert the most devastating impacts of global warming. The Glasgow gathering will be the last best hope to keep 1.5 degrees Celsius in reach, said Sharma, referring to the temperature aspiration of the landmark Paris deal. The territorial ambitions of China and Pakistan require the Indian armed forces to remain alert and deployed along disputed borders and coastal areas round the year, Chief of Defence Staff Bipin Rawat said on Sunday. The CDS stated this while delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture at All India Radio. The quintessential visionary that Sardar Patel was, he had assertively voiced the need of an independent Tibet as a buffer state between India and China, as can be found in his correspondence with the then Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, he said. Rawat said history is witness to the fact that whenever a country neglects its armed forces, the external powers are quick to exploit it. In the 1950s, India overlooked this important lesson of history and allowed the security apparatus to drift, and the Chinese shook the country up in 1962, Rawat said. We had to relearn this lesson through an ignominious experience. Post-1962, we have had several skirmishes against the Chinese at Nathula and Sikkim in 1967, at Wangdong in 1986, at Doklam in 2017, and the recent skirmishes in the eastern Ladakh, he noted. The outcomes have made it clear that the Indian armed forces are alert and determined to defend national territory, he said. This, he said, has helped the Chinese and our leaders to pursue agreements for maintaining peace and tranquility along the line of actual control, or LAC, and several other confidence-building measures to improve relations. Territorial ambitions of China and Pakistan require India's armed forces to remain alert and deployed along disputed borders and also along the coastal regions round the year, he asserted. The current border standoff between the Indian and Chinese militaries erupted in May last year following a violent clash in the Pangong Lake areas of eastern Ladakh, and both sides gradually enhanced their deployment by rushing in tens of thousands of soldiers as well as heavy weaponry. As a result of a series of military and diplomatic talks, India and China completed the disengagement process in the Gogra area in August and in the north and south banks of the Pangong Lake in February. Each side currently has around 50,000 to 60,000 troops along the LAC in the sensitive sector. It took India 120 deliveries and 7 wickets to a modest 110. It took New Zealand just 84 deliveries and 2 wickets to overhaul that. Virat Kohli's men suffered their second straight defeat, another thrashing in the ongoing ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2021 on Sunday, with their hopes of landing semi-final spot enduring a major dent. Opener Daryl Mitchell made 49, while captain Kane Williamson made an unbeaten 33 to drive New Zealand home in 14.3 overs as they opened their account in the Group 2 of Super 12 stage. Jasprit Bumrah, who got 2 for 19, was the pick of the bowlers, but there were just not enough runs on the board to defend for the Indian attack. India's globally acclaimed batting lineup put up another woeful performance to score a paltry 110 for 7. New Zealand, the bogey team for India at global events over the years, embarrassed Virat Kohli's men, who didn't even show any stomach for a fight after their skipper lost an important toss. It seemed like catching practice for the New Zealand team, as most of the batters were out in the deep trying to force the pace and failing miserably. Just like the Pakistan game, the spinners left unorthodox Mitchell Santner, who bowled 4 overs for 15 runs and no wickets, and leg spinner Ish Sodhi, who bowled 4 overs for 17 and 2 wickets, caught India by the scruff of their necks, giving away only 32 runs in 8 overs. India tweaked their batting order, but it hardly paid any dividends, as there was no firepower in the power play, and 40 for 3 within 8 overs could have only spelled doom. Ishan Kishan tried to whip one off Trent Bolt, who bowled 4 overs for 20 runs and 3 wickets, but was caught at deep square leg boundary by Santner. KL Rahul, who got 18, hit a couple of boundaries, but not for a moment during his 16 balls stay at the crease did he look confident enough to take on the bowlers. Tim Southee, who bowled 4 overs for 26 runs and 1 wicket, at the stroke of power play exposed his problems against the short ball, as the pull shot was collected by Santner, who got his second of the night. Rohit Sharma, who made 14, first got a reprieve with a compulsive pull shot that was dropped by Adam Milne at backward square leg. Then when Milne came into the attack, he slashed one over point for a 4 and whipped another over square leg for a 6. When Ish Sodhi pitched one slightly on the shorter length, he tried to pull it in front of square but was caught by tumbling Martin Guptill, who judged it well enough to make it 40 for 3. Kohli, who off late is playing the role of an anchor, never got going, and during his laboured presence at the wicket only increased the pressure on the team. Sodhi tossed one conventional leg break outside the off stump, and the Indian captain, trying to hit against the turn, could only find Bolt at the long on boundary. Pandya, who made 23 of 24 balls, in his current form is not a threat for any team, and Rishabh Pant, after being kept quiet by the two black cap spinners, got one fast and straight from Milne, which breached his defence. Once Pant was gone, the chance of a decent fighting total was also thrown out of the Dubai International Stadium and into the Arabian Sea. A man dressed in Batman's Joker costume and brandishing a knife on a Tokyo commuter train on Sunday stabbed several passengers before starting a fire, which sent people scrambling to escape and jumping from windows, police and witnesses said. The Tokyo Fire Department said 17 passengers were injured, including 3 seriously. Not all of them were stabbed, and most of the other injuries were not serious, the agency said. The attacker, identified as a 24-year-old man, was arrested on the spot and was being investigated on suspicion of attempted murder, NHK said. His motive was not immediately known. Nippon Television reported that the suspect told police that he wanted to kill and get a death penalty, and that he used an earlier train stabbing case as an example. Witnesses told police that the attacker was wearing a bright outfit, a green shirt, a blue suit, and a purple coat, like the Joker in Batman comics or someone going to a Halloween event, according to media reports. Tokyo police officials said the attack happened inside the Keio train near the Kokuryo station. Television footage showed a number of firefighters, police officials, and paramedics rescuing the passengers, many of whom escaped through train windows. In one video, passengers were running from another car where flames were gushing. NHK said the suspect, after stabbing passengers, poured a liquid resembling oil from a plastic bottle and set fire, which partially burned seats. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.